From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com joins us. We're going to talk about your health. We'll start phone calls pretty soon with him and next hour as well. And don't forget to slam their website at criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it now with your laptop. Go to it with your smartphone. And let's set another record. Doc Wallach up next, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you for the next couple hours. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com will join us. We'll start calls in about 15 minutes, and we'll take them next hour as well. We do this as a public service to you to help you feel better. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George. I have to tell you, you must be the most, what should I say, informed person on earth. Really, really appreciate all that you do. I know it's a lot of work, and it's appreciated by all.
Well, I learned so much from our guests. I've learned so much from you, talking to you over the years about medicine and professional work and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. Not that I could give recommendations on people's health, but I've learned a lot from you for myself.
Well, you can. You can, you know, repeat the things that are true. You don't have to be a physicist to be able to talk about gravity because you've been taught about gravity. Same way with health. The basic thing for health is to stay away from the bad stuff and to do all the good stuff. And, of course, this, what should I say, things began to fall apart. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, September 4th, 1882. Everything in the world started to fall apart when it came to health. Why was that? Well, that's because at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, September 4th, 1882, most everybody in the big industries flipped the switches and went from wood and coal as fuel to electricity. And for over 200 million years to 300 million years, humanity had used wood and coal as fuel for heat, for light, for cooking, and it's one of those things where they would put the wood ashes on their food to preserve their food, and the wood ashes are minerals. They would also put wood ashes in the gardens, and they saw that the gardens grew. We're talking 200,000 years ago, okay? They saw that the gardens grew when they put the wood ashes on them. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, suddenly now they flipped over to electricity. They liked the convenience. They liked the lack of heat when they didn't want the heat. They got light in another room by flipping a switch before they got into that room. And they thought it was the greatest thing on earth. Well, they didn't have any more wood ashes or coal ashes to put on their food, put in their gardens. And suddenly now we had hundreds of diseases that nobody had ever seen before, because they were getting their minerals from the wood ashes and coal ashes. And this is how the Neanderthals, 200,000 years ago, were in great health, okay, because they were getting the wood ashes and coal ashes into their food, into their gardens.
Right, naturally.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, this is why they also had, you've heard, the land flowing with milk and honey. This is where people live the longest. It wasn't cow's milk, it wasn't camel's milk, it wasn't sheep's milk, it was glacial milk. The glaciers were grinding up the rocks up in the top of the mountains and turned into white dust, got into the little creeks coming down the sides of the mountains, and it looked like milk from a half a mile away. People are looking and saying, look at that milk coming down the mountains, okay, because that white powder. Well, it turned out that in some areas, there was three minerals in the glacial milk. There was, in some areas, there was 25 minerals. In some areas, there was 50 minerals. Some areas, 75 minerals. Some 100 minerals. Well, in the areas that had 75 to 100 minerals, this is where people live to be 100. Right now, in the world, we have places where people, whole tribes, their average lifespan is 120. Many live to be 130, 140, 150. And this is because they're getting the minerals from these glaciers grinding up the rocks up in the mountains.
Why is our lifespan seem to be declining, Doc?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that, sir?
Why is our lifespan in this country seem to be declining?
Oh, because we've turned to drugs instead of nutrition. Doctors get paid to reduce symptoms. The average medical doctor in America, a white male medical doctor, lives to be 73. A black medical doctor lives to be 68. Emergency room medical doctors live to be 55.8.
Jeez.
Okay.
Why such a big difference?
Because they live on colas and fast foods and gluten, toast, and that kind of stuff. And they don't get any nutrition. They don't take any vitamins and minerals. They take drugs for pain, you know, like aspirin and that kind of stuff. And they're happy by getting rid of pain. Well, if you take the nutrients, you can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. And so this is what we've been dealing with. I have 25 best-selling books out now. And my two favorite ones goes back to, let's see here, it goes back to the Old Testament, the Old Bible. It was in there. And this makes up 25%, no, I take that back, 30% of the male population in America, okay? We're talking about metabolic syndrome. Have you ever heard about metabolic syndrome, George?
That's the name of your new book, isn't it?
That's right. That's my newest book. And of course, I have chapter 14 in the book, my book. It's called it has to do with Hell's Kitchen, okay? Chapter 14. That entire chapter. And that book was published in 2004, 20 to 21 years ago, okay? And that entire chapter 14 goes into the history of the metabolic syndrome, which really went back to the days of the Neanderthals, okay? And right now, we're really suffering from it. Abdominal obesity, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension, high blood pressure. One-third of American population... And women tend to have worse levels of this metabolic syndrome. And this book gives you the information what to do. It has 40 pages. It's a little short book, 40 pages. And I was working in pathology labs to work my way through college. I'm seeing osteoporosis of the skull in these people who came, you know, as dead bodies into the study house. And it's one of those things where, why was it that the doctors were not sending any literature, any documents, any references in their literature that they had written up on their patients when they were alive about osteoporosis of the skull? Well, they don't teach them about that. When you get osteoporosis of the skull, your skull gets an inch and a half to 2 inches thick, closes all the holes that your 12 pairs of cranial nerves go through, kind of closes the hole that your spinal cord goes through, and you get 60 different diseases. You go to 60 different specialist Jeez. Doctors who treat the symptoms but don't treat the disease, which is osteoporosis of the skull.
Did the doctors even know what it was at that time, Doc?
No, they still don't know. They don't get taught that in medical school. You ask a doctor what the metabolic syndrome is. Ask him about the skull having osteoporosis, you know, like in your hips and stuff like that. They'll just laugh at you and wave at you and leave and think you're a nut because they don't get taught that in school.
They'd call us a quack and move on, huh?
That's right. But we have been doing this now for 75 years. We have an enormous amount of information. We work in 80 countries, and we're able to reverse these diseases. Each chapter in the book, there's two books. One is the metabolic syndrome, which is my newest one. One that came out 2 years ago was the, let's see here.
What's that? It's all in your head?
Yeah, it's all, thank you. It's all in your head. And that one, of course, each cranial nerve, there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves, each cranial nerve has a separate hole that the nerve comes from the brain through the skull to the outside. And when that skull is an inch and a half thick because you have osteoporosis, it's scar tissue, it's not bone anymore. A normal skull is only a quarter of an inch thick. And so this is what goes on here. and doctors just do surgery and give you painkillers and this and the other. They don't do anything about nutrition. And I went back. I'm just a kid going back and doing the autopsies on these bodies. I'm looking at osteoporosis of the skull, and there was nothing in the records. And so I began to really look at this and treat people for osteoporosis of the skull. And I'm only 19 years old, and I'm curing all these people that doctors couldn't help.
What does osteoporosis of the skull look like in an X-ray, Doc?
Okay, well, first of all, in the book, it's all in your head. Page number 6, it shows a normal skull, a quarter of an inch thick, next to a skull that has osteoporosis, which is an inch and a half to 2 inches thick.
Gosh.
It's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick, and the 12 pairs of cranial nerves and the spinal cord come through these holes. Each chapter has to do with one cranial nerve, and, of course, the hole in the back of the skull is your spinal cord. And when they get squeezed, you can get pain in your little toe, and that's your skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve.
Is that how people get migraines, too?
Yes. Also, you lose your myelin, the white matter in the brain, because the doctors say don't eat cholesterol. I'll give you cholesterol-lowering drugs, otherwise you're going to get plaque in your arteries. When they do that, the white matter in the brain goes away. And if I can, I'm going to read to you just quickly just a couple of the diseases that occur when you get osteoporosis of the skull and you're losing the white matter of the brain. Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and Parkinson's disease is interesting. For 100 years, we were getting 60,000 new cases of Parkinson's disease each year in America. In the last year, it's jumped up to 90,000 because doctors are giving everybody these drugs to get rid of cholesterol, and so they can't make myelin anymore. And so it went up 50%. So now there's 90,000 each year instead of 50,000.
Now, okay. is there a limit for acceptable cholesterol?
Well, see, cholesterol is not bad. Cholesterol makes up 85% of your brain, makes up 95% of your testosterone and estrogen. Cholesterol has an enormous requirement in the human body.
But what is the LDL cholesterol, which they call the bad cholesterol?
Well, that cholesterol is fried. When you fry cholesterol, that's when it's bad.
That's the bad stuff.
That's the bad stuff. You have to roast it, boil it, steam it, raw, okay? Multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, Huntington's, chorea, frontotemporal dementia, Charcot-Marie-Tooth, Bell's palsy, cervical spondylosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, brain or spinal cord tumors, chronic inflammatory.
It's unbelievable, Doc. Unbelievable. Hold on. We're going to come back in a moment. We'll start phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And here's the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance. This is people who are listening to what Doc is saying, taking notes. They'll pass it on to you, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, before we go to calls, I want you to finish your thoughts up on the osteosporosis of the skull. What percent of the people, the American people, do you think are walking around with thick skulls?
Well, I would say 85 to 90% of the people over 40. I mean, everywhere I go, people, I ask them, I say, do you have any ringing in your ears, any tinnitus? Oh, my ears just buzz all the time. The doctors want to take my hearing complex out of my ear and put it in artificial ears and all that kind of stuff. I say, well, give me a couple of weeks, okay? And I can turn that around in a couple of weeks. Then, do you have a balance problem? Oh, yeah. I have to use a walker. I don't know why I have a balance problem. And then what about vision? Oh, my left eye just is just the vision just gone away. And then what about things like noise? Oh, I hear all these noises. Sounds like roaring all the time. And then what about memory? Oh my gosh, memory! It's one of those things where I don't have a memory anymore.
Seems like it affects everything.
Yeah. And, of course, again, you have 12 pairs of cranial nerves. You have a spinal cord. We have actually a CD that goes along with the book. It's all in your head. The book All in Your Head is 30 pages. has 12 chapters, one chapter for each set of cranial nerves, and then the CD we came up with to cover all the things that go on in the spinal cord. And the spinal cord, you know, it goes into high blood pressure, diabetes. It goes into pain, low back. Goes into things going on with your knees and your hips and your back. I can't stand up straight anymore. Have to use a walker. And all this has to do with osteoporosis of the skull. And so, again, doctors do not get taught anything about osteoporosis of the skull in any of the things that go on in medical school.
I mean, does a neurologist know about this?
Not many. There may be a few. There's a few more now because of my book. It came out 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's All in Your Head. And the page number 6, it has a picture of two skulls. The top skull is a normal one where they've removed the top of the skull. And the camera's looking down on the brain, but the skull is only a quarter of an inch thick. The bottom one, they've taken the top off the skull. The camera's looking down on the brain, but the skull's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. That's on page 6 of the book, It's All in Your Head. And that just creates a storm of information. People say, oh, that's what's going on in my head, yep. And then, of course, there's about 25 different diseases alone you get from osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the spinal cord. And then you throw in the demyelinization. You're losing the white matter of the brain and spinal cord because the doctor's telling you not to eat cholesterol, which is what you need to have, the raw material to make the white matter of the brain and skull, the myelin.
Well, your insight, Doc, is really fantastic. But let's take some calls. They're lining up for you. And we're going to take calls next hour with Doc Wallach as well. Let's go to Jerry in Colorado to get us started. Hey, Jerry, how can we help you?
Hey, I threw that roulette wheel and got through on the wild card line, didn't I?
Perfect.
Very thankful for your show. Yeah, about a year ago, I had a spinal infection. Took some infusions of antibiotic. This spring, I had shingles, and now I'm having some vertigo. Kind of wondering if I might be a candidate for osteoporosis of the skull.
The odds are you have osteoporosis of the skull. How much do you weigh, sir?
180, 5'10".
Okay. Do you have anything going on like diabetes or high blood pressure?
I do have a heart valve that should be replaced. Or not replaced, but at least repaired.
Okay.
Regurgitation.
Okay, well, this could be caused by the heart being dilated. When the heart is dilated, the valve leaves don't meet properly, okay? And
yes.
So that sounds like you have a little dilation of your heart. And so a guy like yourself, and I see literally thousands of people a day in 80 countries, been doing this for 75 years. And so basically, you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet ones got to go. Carbonation neutralizes stomach acid so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. Okay? And then because you have all these things going on with your spine, okay, the shingles, and, of course, you have infections, which may not be infection, may just be inflammation caused by, again, but the fact that you have all this imbalanced stuff and kind of ringing in the ears, and you have a dilation of the heart causing heart valve problems. So what I'd like you to do, is, in addition to getting rid of all the bad stuff, you need to take two of our Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. Take a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner. It gives you 210 nutrients, covers all the needs of all the tissues and organs of the body. Then you also need our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day, and it will help tone up your heart. It will help bring the leaves of the heart valves together properly. And it will also help your kidneys and urine and all that kind of stuff. That's the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And then because of the shingles, which is if it truly have shingles, it's a viral infection. We have what we call colloidal silver. I've been taking that for like 45 years, okay? It has a little dropper top to it.
Just put a little bit under your tongue, right, Doc?
Yeah, you get an A+, George.
All right.
Okay, yeah, but take a dropper full under your tongue on the right side, dropper full on the left side. Say 10 minutes before breakfast, 10 minutes before lunch, 10 minutes before dinner, 10 minutes before bed. I go and I speak to groups all over the world, and they've got every disease you can think of. And I haven't been sick one day in 45 years, okay, you know, with viruses and that kind of stuff. And so it's one of those things where, because I'm taking my colloidal silver, it tastes like water, looks like water, smells like water. You can put it on an open wound. It doesn't have any alcohol in it. It kills all the known viruses, all the known bacteria, all the known fungus, and all the known herbs and stuff that cause disease in human beings. And so I would do that. Take the colloidal silver as well.
All right, here's that number again for you, Jerry, in case you missed anything that Doc just said. 1-855-949-7234. Next up, let's go to Alice in Tennessee. Welcome to the program. Hi, Alice.
Hello. I'm age 75. I've survived breast cancer 2 times. I underwent chemo and radiation 2 times, and I'm finding myself tired. I'm okay now. I get my lab work once a year, and I was diagnosed with osteoporosis. And as a result, the doctor recommended Prolia injection, and I took that, and I had osteoarthritis after that. And now I'm feeling tired too much. I just don't have high energy. I mean, I've got low energy, and I'm having a difficult time with that. And okay, I wanted to hear what you recommend.
Okay, Alice, how much you weigh?
Well, I weigh approximately around 130
okay.
pounds
now,
right now.
Let me ask you a quick question here. Do you have any buzzing or ringing in your ears or tinnitus in your ears?
No, I don't have that.
Do you have any balance problems where you need a walker or a cane or something?
No, thank God. Thank God I don't have that either. Thank God. Yeah, that's frightening. You know, that's really frightening.
Okay, good. Let's see here. So you don't have anything going on with your heart? You don't have any irregular heartbeat or a fast or slow heart rate or high blood pressure or anything like that?
No, I was very fortunate. I've got a strong heart.
Okay,
good. Or I couldn't have made it through what I've been through. And then I also caught a MRSA infection when I was having open wounds on my left leg due to circulation problems.
Okay, circulation.
Did you get rid of that infection, Alice?
Well, I'm over all that. It's a miracle I survived it. But I was taking Zyvox, which is an antibiotic for that MRSA, and it's very expensive. It cost $4,000 a bottle.
Oh,
but
my God.
Insurance.
Yeah, you need to switch over to the colloidal silver. It just costs you a few dollars per bottle.
Yeah, I've got some. I just haven't started taking it yet.
Okay. Well, jump on that immediately, okay? And it's one of those things where at 130 pounds, but you have all this stuff going on in a history of breast cancer. I would take 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, take a full dose twice a day. I'd also have you take the colloidal silver, a dropper full under your tongue, right side, under your tongue, left side, 10 minutes before breakfast, 10 minutes before lunch, 10 minutes before dinner, 10 minutes before bedtime.
Does that taste funny, Doc, that stuff?
I'm sorry?
Does the colloidal silver taste funny?
No, it just tastes like water. No
That's
taste.
It? No taste, okay.
No taste. It's a wonderful thing. Okay, it's been used for over 400 years for getting rid of all kinds of diseases. Okay, osteoporosis. You also need to take our Cal-Toddy. Okay, it comes in quart bottles. And you can go ahead and take an ounce at breakfast, ounce at dinner, okay, along with your other stuff, or Cal-Toddy, and that'll help you with your osteoporosis. And the arthritis, okay? And also, at your age, even though you don't think you have anything going on up in your brain, but you do have, let's see here, I'd go ahead with the I-26. It'll help rebuild the white matter in the brain and spinal cord. That's going to help your immune system. It's going to help your circulation. Also, if you... Are you taking any medication for the circulation?
No, not at all. I don't take any prescriptions. I haven't been to a doctor in over 5+ years, and they want me to come back to the doctor, but they always prescribe too many pills.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start there. But for the circulation, that Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, it'll make your kidneys happy, it'll make your heart happy, it'll make your arteries happy, and it'll bring the blood pressure down. But don't forget the I-26, okay? That's going to help your brain and spinal cord also, okay?
You like that stuff, Doc, don't you?
I-26. Well, it's one of those things where, just think about it, George. It actually repairs and replaces the brain.
That's amazing. Tom's got a text for you, Doc. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Doc, Hazel in Pennsylvania would like to know if it's okay to drink ice water versus lukewarm water.
I drink my water at room temperature, Doc. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too, room temperature. Ice water. I suppose if, you know, you're wearing sweaters and long fuzzy pants and stuff like that, and so you're kind of warm. And maybe if it's hot outside, if it's 90 degrees outside, and you sip on it, don't just slam it down. Sip on it, because your mouth will warm up that ice water in your mouth, so when you swallow it, it won't be ice water, it'll be room temperature water.
Email in from Bill wants to know, what's the difference between tremors and Parkinson's disease?
Okay. Tremors are caused by things going on inside your ears, okay? Parkinson's disease is a loss of the white matter of the brain, okay?
There's a big difference there.
A huge difference, okay? And, of course, we have programs for both. When you have the tremors, that's probably osteoporosis of the skull, okay? And then the Parkinson's disease, you're losing the white matter of the brain and spinal cord, so you need the I-26 there, and the tremors because you have the osteoporosis of the skull. You need the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and you also need the I-26. I would throw in the Osteo FX, okay, and along with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and it all goes away.
Doc, we're going to take a short break and come back with an hour of phone calls. And again, your books are available where? Where can people find them?
They can go to, 1-800-755-4656. 1-800-755-4656. And if you buy 10 of the same title at the same time, you get a big discount. And you can make them great holiday gifts or birthday gifts. Or you can sell them at the regular price and make a little bit of money and help pay for your supplements.
And you've got a lot of information at the criticalhealthnews.com website as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Stick with us. Doc Wallach's with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We did not set a record yet for website hits, so let's do it. If you haven't gone to the website, just go to it with your desktop or laptop or cell phone and take a quick peek. That's all. criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, we'll give you that number in a moment, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back in a moment with an hour of phone calls. Those of you on hold, just hang right where you are. We'll be back.